Here are your latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm James Mason. The takeover talks between Newcastle and Saudi Arabia's Sovereign Wealth Fund are said to be at a delicate stage, with the NUFC owner aware that he has a big decision to make. It is claimed that Ashley is currently at his holiday home in Miami, escaping the negative spotlight he has been attracting in the UK in recent weeks, stating that discussions between himself and the public investment fund are ongoing. The PIF have seized on the economic opportunity the coronavirus has presented in recent days, buying up shares in four major European oil companies, and it is thought they see now as a perfect chance to prize Newcastle from under the grip of Ashley. Moving on, and Newcastle are interested in signing Burnley winger Dwight McNeil this summer. McNeil, who is said to be valued at £35 million, has cemented himself into Burnley's first team over the past 18 months, but it is thought they may be forced to sell their star asset due to the financial implications caused by the coronavirus. As a result, it's claimed that Newcastle have been alerted by his availability at a potential reduced fee, with him under the same management team as several Newcastle stars. And finally, Newcastle loanee Danny Rose has continued on his charitable spree amid the coronavirus lockdown by donating £10,000 to two domestic abuse charities. Rose has already donated £19,000 to the North Middlesex University Hospital to help the fight against COVID-19, and he has now moved to fund charities Safe Lives and Chine. In a video message, Rose said, "If you're worried about a neighbour or a friend being abused, if you're a child worried about your parents, I hope you know that response services will still come out." Rose's donation has been welcomed by the founder of Chine, Hera Hussein, who said, "This is a great example of someone with the resources and profile like Danny using their power to uplift others." That's all for now. We'll have more later.